Yes. If I could change the world, where would I start? Where would it all begin? That's on the minds of a lot of people these days. And for some people, it starts with, I'm on a mountaintop, how do I protect the mountain? And for some people, it's, hey, you know what? I've heard that there are these green jobs out there and that there is this new green economy coming. What's up with that? Welcome to Green Livelihood and Viviendo Verde Ya. This is a bilingual broadcast. I am joined here in just a moment here with my co-host, Evelina Molina. What we're exploring here is there's a lot of talk about the green economy, about green jobs. One of the really great speakers on the subject, and if you haven't heard any of his speeches, write this down right now. His name is Van Jones. Google that, Van Jones Commonwealth Club speech. It's a great one. Definitely do that. That's somebody who's a speaker. And what we found is this show rose out of, hey, you know what? There are a lot of people talking about that there's this green economy. There's a lot of people talking about that there are green jobs, and there are people actually making that happen. They're actually doing that. There are entrepreneurs and visionaries and people who are getting active, part of the awakening that's going on right now is that we have visionaries and we have activists. And some of the activists are going to government and saying, hey, fund this. Make sure that you're supporting that there are green jobs, that we have clean energy and clean energy projects that employ people. So when you're out in the community and in the neighborhood, what do you see and where do you look to find those green jobs and where that green economy activity is happening? And that's what the purpose of this show is. Green Livelihood, bringing the new economy, the green prosperity to your neighborhood. Welcome. So here's another piece of how we're doing this, how we're working this broadcast is that we're actually broadcasting this on the radio. And we have put together the means to make it available to people worldwide on the internet. Now, the stations that have graciously agreed to work with us and have us on the air with them are KBBF FM 89.1 in Santa Rosa and KOWS Low Power FM in Occidental, California. That is 107.3 rather. Hey, here's a shout out to COWS. KOWS Low Power FM 107.3 in Occidental, California. Now, both of these stations are located in Sonoma County, California, which is about 50 miles north of San Francisco for those of you who are listening on the podcast. What we want in this conversation, this discussion, is for this to be a meeting place of ideas. And I'm going to hand that over. My name's Dan Kerbine. I'm your co-host. And I'm going to hand this over right now to Evelina Molina, who is my co-host. And I'm co-hosting this with her. So, Evelina.
Dan, it's wonderful to be here. And especially on this historic, they call it a podcast, but we're going to reword it, rename it to an audio time capsule. And a journal for the new economy, so that in the future, when somebody or anybody's listening to this, you'll have a connection with us as to where we're at right now. And it's a history book of in nature, but in sound, which is pretty exciting. And what I know that on KPFA, I've heard lots of very old interviews and how meaningful they are. So my name is Evelina Molina, and I am I've been a human rights activist for about 15 years, most recently a climate activist since I got back from Copenhagen, the talks last year, Conference of Party 16. And this show is very much a part of that whole experience of being in Copenhagen with our global family, and the bittersweet experience of really seeing the grassroots come up and yet the more organized and formal UN just fail. And much like what's going on, Dan, you and I have talked about this incredible feeling that something is just not right and falling away, and yet something new is coming. And the whole caterpillar slash imaginal cell mode when everything is just, we're so unsure about things. And what we're hoping is that for our listeners, the green livelihood, right livelihood, because the new economy is going to be more about sustainability. And when we talk about sustainability, we're not just talking about the planet, what's good for Mother Earth and good for the planet, but what's good for the people. And with that opens up an incredible amount and a big, big nut to crack, which is how do we really create a space and that the new economy does take into consideration the most valuable and population that does the work, creates the work, and how do we put them in the forefront and their needs, which is huge because we are a culture of exploitation and slavery, and as far as I'm concerned, it's still going on. That's another story. We'll talk about that. And so this new economy and green jobs, it's not only the kind of jobs that are good for the earth, but also that we put in the forefront in those jobs what's good for the people. Living wage, benefits, being treated fairly. I mean, it's just going to be incredible.
And that actually speaks to another area, which is environmental justice. It's under that umbrella of environmental justice because we start now. This is Dan speaking, and I'm on the executive committee for the Sierra Club, Sonoma Group, and the Sierra Club Redwood Chapter, which includes a big chunk of Northern California, certainly all the North Coast. And what it's one thing to talk about, for example, what Evelyn, what you were saying about butterflies, that there, what was that phase you called that?
It's the imaginal cell.
The imaginal cell.
When it's not quite a caterpillar anymore,
yeah,
but it's not a butterfly.
And there are these cells.
When the cells, the former caterpillar foot cell, I try to identify with the butterfly wing cell, they don't communicate. There's a clash because one's leaving and one's coming on board. And they don't understand each other because they're opposites. And so there's a difference between being stuck crawling and now having this ability to fly.
Oh, that's a great segue. And one of the things in my involvement with the Sierra Club, one of the things that is really the strengths of the Sierra Club, which speaks with one voice and speaks in Washington and in Sacramento, the capital of California, and all the various states, is that, for example, if you're talking about butterflies, the global climate change is causing certain butterflies that used to be frequent in Baja California. They're no longer there.
They can't migrate. The weather patterns have changed.
And they're in California now. And that is so. And so, if we take that analogy, that actually we as a culture, we as a planet of people, are getting into this phase where we have cocooned. And if we haven't yet, it's time to do it and start transforming that, because here's one of the things that even with something with the one voice and being in the halls of power like the Sierra Club is, you can see what we're up against. We're up against a huge layer of denial. We're up against a huge layer of simply obstruction. Once we get through that, we will be able to fly. We will be able to be the butterflies who are carrying the message everywhere. Right now, it's more about that we are one with the earthworms. And I'm going to say why. The reason why is because, really, when you're looking at the new economy, it's not about, as Van Jones says, it's not about ray guns from space, shooting energy wherever we need it. It's about somebody who got employed and is getting a paycheck, and in hand he has a caulk gun or she has a caulk gun and is retrofitting houses. It's not about, as we are on our way to becoming the butterfly and that carrier of the message and that empowered culture on this planet that has actually transformed everything. Until that point, let's look at the earthworms. Let's look at permaculture. Let's look at what's in that soil, what's in that dirt, and what can we do for our communities to bring that and make food available for everybody and give jobs to people who want them at a living wage, providing that. And so here's what I would encourage listeners, whether you happen to be in the greater Sonoma County area in Northern California, or if you have accessed this little time capsule of ideas and inspiration through the internet, through the podcast, then what we would check out the email address that's there and let us know what's happening in your community. Who has the permaculture center that's employing people? Who has a community garden? Who has the sustainable landscape or water capture activities going on that are employing people? Wherever you have it, solar installation, if there's any kind of activity that you'd like to let us know about, where groups in the community or individuals in the community are being proactive in bringing the new economy to the neighborhood for everybody. Please let us know about that, because we'd like to be sharing that. And it would give us an opportunity to actually talk to you about it, and we could talk on the air. It would be a great opportunity, and we'd be delighted.
So for the people that have just joined us, you're listening to Green Livelihood, Right Livelihood. This is the pre-show, actually our very first show, which we will be doing with a live audience at the North Bay Institute of Green Technology, which is the organization which I co-founded, Evelina Molina, with Chris Oseguera. You're here. We have Dan Kerbine, and we are looking forward to that date, our first show. Ideally, we will have a two-hour show, and it'll be the first hour will be in English, and the second hour will be in Spanish, and we will have some live guests at our school, which is in Santa Rosa. And the date of that will be January 11th, 2011 at 11 a.m. So we got that 11-11-11 going. Make sure that we are numerologically? Yes. So that,
oh, yeah.
That you got to be in sync with, it's all number. And once again,
easy to remember, 011111.
That's it, you know, yes. And on that day, and the mission and vision of this show, Green Livelihood, Right Livelihood, maybe we should recall it Great Livelihood, sounds so much better than a job. Just the word job sounds pretty weighty.
And yes, because a job can be something that lasts a month.
Yeah.
It's still a job.
And it could be something that you don't enjoy.
Right.
Does it inspire you to be alive?
And is it bringing livelihood to the community?
That's true.
Is it bringing livelihood to the planet?
So Dan and I have started this online audio time capsule and journal for the new economy as a space where we can exchange inspiration and ideas so that we can all move forward together to be these beautiful butterflies. And I am going to introduce a piece right now by a organization, which is one of those organizations that are doing some incredible work in Petaluma, which is a city about, what would you say, Dan, about half hour south of Santa Rosa?
Yes,
Petaluma, California?
Yes, if you are in Santa Rosa, as the crow flies, or as the raven flies, because some people mistake ravens for crows. It's about a 15-minute drive on the freeway when the traffic is good. maybe when the train comes in, it'll be a little bit quicker than that. But it's about Petaluma is about 40 miles north of San Francisco, north of Golden Gate.
Great. And this organization, Daily Acts, is doing some incredible work around that area of gray water and permaculture and on and on and on. And the piece you're about to hear is called A World Being Born, and it talks a little bit about the intention and mission of Daily Acts. It's by Tin Bike Productions, and you can learn more about Daily Acts at www.dailyacts.org. So let's listen in to A World Being Born.
Here we stand, staring out at potentially the most significant decade humanity will ever face. Every day there is a world rapidly unraveling around us. But there is also a very different world being born. A nurturing and soulful world, born out of hope, reverence, and compassion. It is a world full of lit hearts and bright minds, coming together to transform our communities into a handcrafted culture, one of stewardship, celebration, and resilience. Imagine the transition from a disposable, fossil fuel-powered society of consumers to a nature-connected culture. Imagine each act of your day infused with a life that is powered by the sun. It's organic, fair trade, hand-sewn, homemade, lovingly repurposed and served with a sense of sanctity. Imagine the positive impact and momentum created when just one of us approaches our daily acts with awareness and responsibility.
Small moment right here with you and me in the garden has this ripple effect which resonates with this greater planetary moment.
And this greater moment challenges us more than ever to be the change, to connect with our neighbors and with nature's gifts as we rebuild the skills our parents and their parents knew so well. This is not about turning back the clock, but rather honoring the ways of the past while pushing forward in new directions. We turn inspiration into action, city lawns into food forests, and backyards into edible ecosystems. We assemble gray water systems and build alliances. We gather together in acts of care and celebration. Through the power of community, we transform our lives. Archimedes said, "Give me a place to stand and a lever long enough, and I will move the world." Every day, our choices move the world. Join us as we grow and share our bounty, harvest the rain and reuse our water, retrofit our homes and remake our lives, and every day reclaim our future and the healthy, just world being born.
So that was from a video on YouTube produced by Daily Acts, and it's titled "A World Being Born." Some of the visuals that you see in that, and I encourage definitely go see this and find out what Daily Acts is up to. It's and what you see in there are people in community gardens. You see people celebrating and enjoying together what this earth has to offer and what being in community has to offer. It's very inspiring. And inspiration will lead the way. I'm definitely convinced of that.
Definitely.
And coming up in the second half hour of this premiere program, we are going to be we actually have an interview for you with Kelly Rajala, and I would like for Evelina, can you tell us a little bit more about her and what the group that she's involved with is up to as far as promoting the new economy?
Well, it's very interesting. Kelly is a very dear friend of mine. Actually, I refer to her as mi hermana en la lucha por sostenibilidad, which is my sister in the struggle for sustainability. And she is the co-founder of the Share Exchange, which is a space that just opened up. It's going to have a little made local marketplace and a job in, incubator for people that are, again, trying to be a part of giving birth to this new economy. And she's also the co-founder of Go Local, which is a wonderful movement and has been actually localizing our community dollar and encouraging people to shop local and read local and buy local and talk local and pray local. I mean, it's just really, really great. And she's also participated in the Leadership Institute with me. We're both graduates of the Leadership Institute of Ecology and Economy.
Great. And I've heard quite a bit about that and checked out their website. But what is the Leadership Institute of Ecology?
For Ecology and Economy.
And Economy. Okay.
Yeah. It is a year-long program where you attend once a month, a full day. And at the same time during that, you have a project that you work on with a collective group of members that can be 5 to 6 people. And they've been around. They just celebrated their 11th year anniversary. And they work in all areas, policy making. They teach us about the 3 E's, environment, ecology, and equity. And it's just an incredible program to be a part of. And it's really great. Actually, Kelly's Share Exchange, her Made Local Marketplace, was her project. And the school that I started, the North Bay Institute of Green Technology, much like she says in her interview, probably wouldn't have happened if it hadn't have been for the Institute. My school
Great.
Probably wouldn't have happened.
Well, then let's go straight from the Institute to the school that you started.
Yes. The North Bay Institute of Green Technology provides green jobs training for underserved, at-risk, low-income youth in our community. And we will be 1 year old as a not-for-profit.
Wow.
On April 30th, so we're very excited. But we've also have a social enterprise arm of our not-for-profit, which is kind of where many not-for-profits are going into social enterprises because of, again, the changes in the economy. It's harder to be a not-for-profit now, so it's starting to kind of merge. And we're a hybrid. We're half not-for-profit and half for-profit. And so mm-hmm. that's sort of the new way for the new generation of organizations that want to do social work.
And the for-profit part is an active part of the new economy.
Yes.
Bringing the new economy to the neighborhoods here.
Yes. The for-profit right now is going to manifest itself as a community, a CSA, Community Sustainable Agriculture. We're starting a farm which will provide our families and people in the community with organic, wholesome fruits and vegetables. And we call it Gratitude Greens. So it will be a way that we can bring in income. And in addition to that, we do things like install rainwater harvesting systems. We do gray water, laundry to landscape systems. And we also do, we build energy efficient windows, storm sash windows. So we do a lot of stuff. And with that, I want to talk a little bit about why we're doing this show and to remind everybody that this is our pre-show and our two-hour show will be on January 11th, 2011 at 11 a.m. live from the North Bay Institute of Green Technology at 950 South Wright Road in Santa Rosa. And with that, we will invite everybody to listen in on our first show. And if you're in the neighborhood, stop by and visit.
have anything like the Leadership Institute for Ecology and Economy happening in your community, in your city, in your state, please, again, let us know. We'd like to talk to you. Coming up is our interview with Kelly Rajala, who, again, started the Made Local Marketplace for, yes, the Made Local Marketplace Share Exchange. And what's really cool about this interview, and we're going to just go right into it here in a minute, but what's really cool about it is we were actually in the building. It's a pre-recorded interview. We were in the building, and you could just see the energy and commitment that has gone into this. And